This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. Let me just tell you what we got coming up the next couple hours. Some of you guys take this diabetes medication called Invokana or Farxiga. It's a pretty good class of diabetic medication. We'll tell you how that works. Unfortunately, there have been 12 cases reported of genital gangrene where a necrotizing fasciitis destroys the genitalia linked to these medications. We're going to talk about that. There's also a salmonella outbreak that has been linked to kosher chicken. Now, many of you have asked me, what's kosher chicken? I'll tell you. I'll teach you guys about that. There's an Uber driver that was assaulted and was threatened to be shot, and the Uber driver shot the guy. We'll tell you what happens and if he's going to go to jail or not. Scientists are working on a new painkiller that appears to be more powerful than morphine, but it sounds too good to be true. It's not supposed to be addictive. This is exactly what we have needed science to do when it comes to the opioid crisis. Come up with pain medications that are not technically narcotics. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Detroit schools have had to shut off their water because there were high levels of lead and copper. Michigan is, you know, not foreign to having issues with their water system. We'll talk about that. And if a mom is taking prenatal opioids, that may stunt her kids' learning. Why would pregnant people be on opioids? So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but never at the risk of not getting your questions answered. So, of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com or call in at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I apologize. I'm shifting a little bit. I'm having a little issue with my outfit today. I wore a skirt. I have kind of a long pink girly. I kind of dress girly today. I don't really. I don't want to insult women. I shouldn't say that. Dress girly. Can I say I dress more feminine than I usually do? What do you call it? And I don't want to be politically correct. What do you call it when you wore a skirt and you're trying to look more feminine, but you really don't like it and you feel out of place and you really wish you could wear pants? Maybe you just don't say it anymore. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to say it because I'm not politically correct. I don't like skirts. I really don't like wearing a skirt. I don't. But, so here's my problem. Okay. So I'm in the studio right now, and the studio is great. Okay? I mean, we got Daniel working the dials. You got Mandy running around the place, Brad, everybody. No big deal. Nobody cares what I wear, because I'm in my studio. Nobody has to look at me. Right? GCN's out in Minneapolis. I could do what I need to in Las Vegas. I could wear whatever the heck I want. I could be in pajamas. I could be in a muumuu. Nobody cares. And I have done my show in my pajamas before. It's really comfortable. It's nice, okay? But I teach at a university after I get off air. And when you teach at a university, you got to look like a teacher. Now, what do you guys remember your teachers looking like? Well, I remember back in the 80s. I mean, the women did wear skirts, and they had glasses with those little hangy thingies. And I never liked their perfume. I always thought they were wearing old women perfume, which, again, I know is not very politically correct, but I don't understand why our sense of smell changes the older we get. If it's crappy perfume, don't wear it. Don't choose it. So these, you know, don't want to look like one of my old teachers or one of my old professors. I want to look cool, right? I want to smell good. I get my body spray and stuff from Victoria's Secret. You can't go wrong. It's very kind of youthful. I like it, like strawberry smell, and I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff. There's also, I'm not a big fan of Britney Spears, you know, because I like her music, but I just thought she did some crazy stuff years ago. But I got to admit, she has really good perfume. There's a perfume I use, so I like that one. But anyway, so I start teaching at the university, and I wear scrubs because that's what I wore in my medical office. I wore scrubs for years. Maybe once in a while I wore a skirt or whatever, but for the most part I wore scrubs. They were comfortable. They were easy to get in and out of. You could be bloated, whatever. Well, when I go, you know, the other professor's like, no, we kind of dress, you know, business attire, and we dress professional. And I'm like, so scrubs, but I'm a doctor. Isn't that the professional attire for doctors? Yeah, but, you know, when we teach, we dress up. So I didn't really own a dress or a skirt or a pantsuit. I mean, except for going to temple. So then I'm like, okay, well, let me see what all the other women are wearing. And the other women, they look nice. They're wearing dresses. They're wearing boots with their dresses. They're wearing skirts. Not a lot of pantsuits. And it looks like women these days are starting to show more leg. And I'm like, well, wait a second. So I guess you know, need to, one, buy a razor so I can start shaving my leg. B, I got to get nylons. I can't wear a skirt without nylons. I just have to. And then I start to change my whole wardrobe. And I'm getting there. I wear pants on most days. But today is one of those days where I'm like, all right, I'll wear a skirt. Nobody's asking me to wear a skirt. Let's just get that straight. Nobody's asking me to. But I guess when I wear a skirt, I act more ladylike. You know, if you have an employee that sits there and never sits like a lady, right, and burps a lot at her desk and whatever, ask her to wear a skirt, and all of a sudden, she sits up straight, she crosses her legs, and she acts all dainty. And I have. If you guys notice, I haven't burped or broke wind once so far on air. Why? Because I'm wearing a skirt. There's really something to that. Now, when we come back, I don't know if you guys heard about this. This is insulting as heck. Apparently, California has passed a bill that is forcing major companies to put female directors on their boards. So you're going to force a company to put a woman on your board. To me, as a woman, that's kind of insulting. I we'll talk about that. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, we're bad to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And the show is bad. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. I like the show. I can listen to my show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So making headlines today, we talk about everything, not just health. Is this, and this bothers me, this really bothers me. I'm from California. I was born in California. I think California is one of the most beautiful states, but they really do stupid sometimes. And I guess California legislators yesterday passed a bill that requires major companies based in the state to put female directors on their boards. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Wax, why, Dr. Dolly, why is that an issue? Don't we want diversity? Don't we want, well, yeah, that doesn't give you diversity. Well, don't we want more women in positions of power? I don't need a pity position. I don't need somebody going, oh, man, you're a girl. You got boobs. All right. You got the job. No. Okay? We women don't, I see these legislators try to make these these bold, not surgically precise, but gross chops, right? In an OR of societal political incorrectness, if I could use an analogy correctly. And they actually put us back decades. This puts the women's movement back decades because they are trying to look progressive and they're trying to get votes going. Look at what we did. We forced companies to put a woman on the board. If a company doesn't have a woman on the board, why is that? Maybe some women don't want to be on the board. Maybe some people don't qualify. Why are we just looking at women? Why not also Hispanics, African Americans, Asian Americans, Muslims, Jews, Episcopalians? I mean, what? You're making a law that they have to put women on their board. Well, what about, then if you're looking for, what are we legislating here? You know, when I got into medical school, I earned it. I busted my butt. I had the grades. I had the research. I had the community service. I had worked 3 part-time jobs the whole time while going to college. I graduated cum laude honors program. I hopefully crushed the interviews. And I got a position in medical school. I was so worried, though, that people would think that I got there because I was a girl. Well, we had to fill a quota. We don't have a lot of girls, so we took you. No. I wanted people to know that I got there because I competed and I had the grades. I deserved it. Not because of boobies or a uterus. I deserved it because of my brain. And maybe people still think. People think my job in radio, I slept with somebody. First of all, I kind of am flattered when people think I slept my way to the top. Because there's an assumption there that I'm good at sex. I mean, I'm not. So, sometimes I don't mind when people think that, you know, because then they think, okay, well, wow, you know, she, you know, has some skill. I really don't. Ask my husband. I don't. I'm sorry. Okay. It's just not my forte. I mean, I can sing. I can play a mean Candy Crush. Yeah. I can teach students. I'm a real good teacher. I'm just not really good at some other things. So yeah, can't cook. Can't do a lot of things. So, I do get flattered though. It is flattering. But, you know, people think, well, I'm on radio because I'm a woman. Well, you're a woman, so you had an easier chance. Now, we have been making it easier for other genders, people of different races. We are making it easier. That shouldn't dilute the effort they put in the prestige that comes with that. But when we start to legislate and mandate that a company puts a woman on the board, on a board, it actually goes against what the progressives are trying to do as a whole. You know, if you look at the ultra-liberal, they really don't want gender association. You know, that there's this big movement to stop, you know, raising a kid as a boy or raising a kid as a girl. Raise them as they want, as a human being, and then let them decide where they, you know, where they fall. There's this big movement. But then, while you have that movement, you have then legislators going, okay, let's force a board. If you're a woman, they have to at least satisfy that quota. Well, wait a second. I thought, you know, you didn't really want the label of male and female. So what's going on? Now, are there old boys clubs? Yeah, there are. Oh, I picked up on that. I mean, look, I'm not stupid. You know, I mean, my mom and my grandmother and women before them, you know, struggled to give me the world and society I have today that allows me to, you know, enter fields that used to be dominated by men, you know, and I'm very grateful to my foremothers for doing that. And yeah, there are some people that, you know, they don't like women and they don't want to work with women. But our liberal society is pushing us to that as well. When we start to have all this anti-man propaganda out there, and you can't at work stare at a woman for more than 3 seconds, and if you touch her shoulder, that's harassment, and if you, you know, ask her out, that's assault. With all these new definitions of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior in the workplace, I think the average guy would rather just work with men. You know, we are trying to avoid a lot of conflict, and we are trying to improve sexual harassment in the workplace and improper behavior, and we have all these rules and laws, and one way to stop that, if harassment is an issue, and I've seen it. I worked in companies for years. It's there. All right. Then one way to solve that is put women in a protected environment. Put women around women. And I think a lot of men would like that too. They'd be like, good, now nobody could accuse me. Fine by me. So we're starting to push society into, look, you know, if I'm going to get in trouble, just, you know, have the women separate so they don't get, you know, assaulted or insulted, or if they, you know, hear us say a dirty joke that's not considered harassment. This way women feel safe. So we're going to start to now separate sexes. And then all of a sudden we have this law saying, oh, no, you know, we need to put women have to be on the boards. Maybe a lot of these boards of directors don't, you know, maybe they've had issues with harassment and they're like, no, we don't really want to go there. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So the bill passed the state assembly in a 41-21 vote. It's now headed to the state senate, which approved an earlier version of the bill, and it's expected to approve the measure again before it heads to Governor Brown. Now, he has not indicated his position. So apparently, State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, who's a Democrat representing Santa Barbara, she says one-fourth of California's publicly traded companies still do not have a single woman on their board, despite numerous independent studies that show companies with women on their board are more profitable and productive. See, I don't serve on a lot of boards. Not because I'm a woman and I was rejected. It's I'm busy. It's I got two careers plus a family. I'm not going to be on a board. It wasn't a discrimination thing. Yeah, of course I've had my share of discrimination, but I'm not going to say, you know, there's boards out there. If I wanted to be on a board, I could be on one. My uterus isn't preventing that. So opponents of the mandate, led by the California Chamber of Commerce, argued that while they agree with the legislation's intent, a quota based solely on gender takes into account only one element of diversity. Oh, there we go. And would violate the U.S. and California constitutions because it could conceivably put companies in a position of turning down a male board member candidate or displacing a male board member based on sex. For every time we try to be non-discriminatory and inclusive, you could be excluding somebody else. And we already have scholarship. We already have scholarships that are, you know, if you're a woman, if you're of a certain ethnicity, if there was a male scholarship, you have to be a guy to get this scholarship. The world would go crazy. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Currently, a memorial service is being held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. 24 sitting U.S. senators and 4 former senators are at that service, including Congressman Ben Sasse.
We'd fight about policy, but the thing that is awesome about John McCain is a guy who's been enslaved, imprisoned for 5.5 years, he didn't have any patience for small stuff. Time was too short.
A tiny pressure leak was detected aboard the International Space Station Wednesday evening, and the crew is conducting repair work today. NASA indicated the leak is occurring on the Russian segment of the station and was detected by both controllers in Houston and Moscow while the astronauts slept. After they woke, they were briefed of the situation and began working with controllers to patch the leak. President Trump took to Twitter today and said the White House is a smooth-running machine, that after the latest shakeup that includes White House counsel Don McGahn leaving this fall. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have another salmonella outbreak that apparently involves kosher chicken. One person has died, several others hospitalized with salmonella. And it's not all kosher chicken. It was a Empire kosher brand. Empire. I think the label has some green on it, kind of like a green label. And it's been identified as the source of infection in multiple states, including New York, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. So the CDC stated they isolated the strain and samples of raw chicken collected from 2 facilities, including one facility that processes the Empire Kosher brand chicken. But they are not telling consumers to avoid eating kosher chicken, and they're not telling people to avoid the Empire Kosher brand chicken. There's only been a few cases. Now, salmonella, this is where I'm kind of confused. Salmonella is a risk we all are unfortunately taking if we don't properly cook our chicken. You know, raw poultry turkey, etc., that could carry salmonella. Eggs. Eggs also. I mean, so we have to cook it thoroughly. We have to cook it until the internal temperature reaches 165 degrees, keep it there for a few minutes. Then we cool it, and then we consume. If you wash chicken, and it splatters all over the place, you could get salmonella in other places on kitchen utensils and tables. So you got to make sure you clean that up. Got to wash your hands. And a salmonella infection would basically start within 12 to 72 hours after exposure. Fever, chills, rash, diarrhea, stomach cramps, and it can last about 4 to 7 days. A lot of people, they may get it and not have any symptoms. Some people that get it, they may get symptoms, don't need treatment, and then some people, they need treatment. And unfortunately, we have one person that died. So I've been asked, what is kosher chicken? And why would kosher chicken carry salmonella? Well, my answer to the second question is any raw chicken carries the risk of salmonella. So I wrote an article. I didn't go into all the laws of kashrut. The dietary laws are really, really, really complex. And I didn't want my rabbi to read the article and go, whoa, wait a second. You interpreted this all wrong. See, I'm Jewish, but I think I'm a little different a Jew because I read the Bible. And I interpret the Bible my way. And I don't see how two people can worship and follow their religion the exact same way. Because I think it's like your individual relationship with God. So, when I read the Bible, and I saw all the laws and, you know, sacrifice and all that. You know, I asked the Lord, I'm like, look, you know, the Bible says I'm supposed to be doing these sacrifices. And I'm not doing the sacrifices. Are you okay with that? And, I didn't get an answer right away, but all of a sudden I opened my door and there was a stray cat. So I figured, was that a sign from God that I'm supposed to sacrifice a cat? No. I kept the cat and I took care of the cat. And so I figured that was God's way of saying, no, you don't have to be doing sacrifices. You don't have to sacrifice a lamb for me. You don't have to sacrifice a goat. Okay, good. Okay. Well, with the laws of kashrut, the kosher laws, I think they're actually pretty cool. Now, they're really extensive. And anybody who's Jewish, if they say, oh, I love keeping kosher, because you don't really love it, you do it because you have to. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things you got to do. Do I keep kosher? No. Do I respect the laws of kashrut and try to follow them? Yeah, I do. I do. Like, you're not supposed to eat shellfish, so I don't. You're not supposed to eat horse meat, you know, because of the hoof. Certain hoofed animals you're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to eat pork. You know, have I ever had an Egg McMuffin? Yeah. Yeah. I have. Not the best thing, but it's all right. I'll, you know, make my peace with the Lord. I'll, you know. Like I've told you guys before, if I'm going to hell, it's not because I had an Egg McMuffin, okay? There's other things that probably would qualify for that. But what I really like about the laws of kashrut is it really respects the animal. If you're going to eat kosher meat, that animal has to have the most painless death possible. Painless. So, when you kill, let's say, a chicken, you have to make sure you get the esophagus, the trachea, the vessels, all in one slice. It's got to be the cleanest of blades. That blade has to be so precise such that one blow does it instantaneously. We would, some may still do this, but we would invert cattle, raise them up, hang them upside down, so all the blood would pool in the jugular. And then when you cut the jugular, cutting the jugular is a painless way to die. And so, from what we're told from, you know, people, they go, oh yeah, this isn't hurting. And then I guess that's how we know. So, the respect for the animal, I think is very, very cool. So that's one thing. The animal, you don't sit there and start dismembering it while it's alive. You don't do that. You make sure when you kill the animal, it's as clean a cut. Now, that's why, like, with us, somebody asked me, well, what about throwing lobster into a boiling pot? We don't eat lobster. But if we did eat lobster, no, we couldn't do that. We couldn't do that because we think the lobster is alive in the boiling water, you know? I don't think it's killing instantaneously. By the way, the scream isn't the lobster screaming. It's the steam going through the shell, which still sounds bad to me. Okay, so also with kosher, you're not supposed to mix milk and meat. So you're not supposed to have a cheeseburger. And the reason why is you can't boil a kid in its mother's milk. That's the biblical phrase where, you know, you don't sit there and you know, make mom, the cow, see you drink her milk while you're eating her baby. You know, it's a respect issue, which I think is very, very cool. And some scientists have found that it's actually healthy to not mix dairy and meat in the same meal. There's a better digestion that takes place. So that's kind of interesting. We talked about we're not supposed to eat pork. Pork, if not cooked well, can make you sick. Shellfish, if not cooked well, can make you sick. So a lot of these laws of kashrut, I think, happened because people were getting sick or dying from the foods. And the Lord was like, no, just don't eat it then. If you're not going to cook it right, you know, don't eat it. So if you are going to eat kosher chicken, chicken died hopefully painlessly. Then we remove the blood vessels, the fat, and the skin. We're not supposed to eat the skin of animals. We're not supposed to eat the fat of animals. We're not supposed to eat the blood. Then we soak the chicken and we salt it because you have to drain the excess blood and debris. It is a very extensive rinsing process. It takes hours. Rabbis may oversee it. And people say, okay, well, it's not kosher if there's no rabbi to bless the meat. That's not entirely true. Rabbis may say prayers during the kosher process. Rabbis are always praying. That's what they do. I mean, if you're going to invite a priest or a rabbi over, they're going to say some prayer. That I guess that's their job. And they have to look like they're doing their job. You know? I mean, I'll look at my rabbi, and I'll give him a look like, you know what, you haven't done a prayer in like 15 minutes. Then I'll quickly do one. It's kind of fun. But like, did you just pray? Yeah, I prayed. Okay, good. Because, you know, you're on the clock. But people, I mean, my mom would get chicken, and I mean, they raised chickens, and they would, you know, sever the chicken's head in one blow, you know, pluck the feathers, soak the meat, salt it, and make kosher chicken. So, some people will ask, well, then why is kosher chicken, you know, at risk for salmonella? We talked about that. Salmonella can be, you know, on it. Just because something's kosher doesn't mean it's sterile. Okay, kosher just means they got rid of a lot of stuff. And there is an argument that kosher chicken may be a little safer to eat. But no, you can still get salmonella. You gotta cook it. All right, we're gonna talk about Infacon and some diabetes medications causing gangrene of the genitalia. This is some scary stuff. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is scary, guys. This is scary. The FDA has issued a warning for the class of diabetic medications called the sodium glucose cotransporter 2s, or the SGLT2 inhibitors, following reports of something called Fournier's gangrene. Now, what is this type of gangrene? It's a necrotizing fasciitis of the perineum. Now, what is your perineum? Well, Okay, this is a family show. Women. You know when you use a panty liner? Not the extra long ones, but the normal ones. That length, kind of that area of the panty liner would be the perineum on you. For the male, it would be kind of around and behind the scrotal area going to the anal area. That's the area called the perineal. It's not technically saddle. Some people think it's the saddle area, but saddle includes upper thighs. It includes more of the pelvis. Perineal is a very, very small, discrete area. Now, again, when I read this, I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that a diabetic medication is causing a necrotizing fasciitis, a destructive gangrene of a small area of the pelvis. I mean, this is like a little too focal for my taste. This is, whoa. Apparently, this isn't the first time we've heard about this. So let's go back a step here. What are these SGLT2 inhibitors? Well, they're kind of promising. Invokana, Farxiga, Jardiance, Steglatro, I think they call it. I mean, but the brand names, those are the generic names, are canagliflozin, dapagliflozin, and empagliflozin. I hope I'm pronouncing them right. These were medications that came out about a year before I closed my practice. They were really fancy. They were really expensive. But they're cool. And this is what they do, which is very, very interesting, as opposed to some of these other diabetes medications. What they do is they prevent the body from reabsorbing sugar, forcing it to be excreted in the urine. So that when the blood sugar in your bloodstream, remember we talked about how the blood sugar gets there, you eat it, so your mouth is like the waiting room. Then the hallways of the office is like your bloodstream, and the job of the body is to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells or from the hallway into the room. And the key to that door is insulin. So you got sugar in the hallways or sugar in the bloodstream. We got to get them into the room or into the cell. If sugar can't do that because you don't have enough insulin and you can't be opening up the doors and allowing the sugar to come through, sugar will stay in the bloodstream. Well, who's your next line of defense? Your kidneys. So your kidneys start to see this sugar, and the kidneys go, whoa, let me try to dump some of it. So the kidneys start to dump some of the sugar, and sugar draws fluid because it's very osmolar. I don't want to use the term salty, but whenever there's a lot of solute, you guys know how sugar is, right? Starts to, you know, water starts to become less dilute with sugar because it becomes more osmolar. So now you're going to try to pee more, which is why diabetics urinate more, and you're going to try to draw in more water. You're going to be more thirsty. And the kidneys are trying to dump the extra sugar, but the kidneys can only do so much. There's a whole variety of diabetes medications. Some stimulate the pancreas to wake it up a little bit and to shoot out more insulin. Those are like your glyburides, glipizides. You also have medication like metformin and brand name Glucophage that help you with your insulin sensitivity. We can give you insulin. There's a whole bunch of different classes of medications, but when we come down to the SGLT2s, they work on the kidney. They stop this. They use a protein to stop the sugar from continuing on, staying in the bloodstream, but being dumped in the urine. There's an SGLT inhibitor. And that SGLT inhibitor prevents it from going back into the body, but having to go down to the urine. And I have like a little diagram of this on my website article. So the medications are pretty fascinating in how they work. And the reason why they're popular is because you don't see the hypoglycemia like you do with the glyburide and the glipizide. Waking a pancreas up to shoot out more insulin, yeah, that may help you with your diabetes, but that could cause you to drop and feel really low and shaky and hypoglycemic. This, no, it's just helping the kidneys work a little better to dump the sugar. The problem is if you have kidney issues, these medicines may not be the best thing to take. And now we're being told that it could put you at risk for some pretty bad infections. Last summer, Liu et al., so Dr. Liu and a bunch of his colleagues, published a study in Scientific Reports suggesting there's an increased risk of genital infections with these SGLT2 inhibitors. Now, they were doing a study to prove that we don't see an increased risk of bladder infections. There's been a theory that we see an increased risk of bladder infections with these medications. In their study, they're like, no, we didn't see that, but we did see an increased risk of genital infections. Now, the FDA is saying, in a few-year time frame, it's still rare, but they have 12 cases that have so far been reported to the FDA, 7 of which were men, 5 were women, who had gotten this Fournier's gangrene or this necrotizing fasciitis of genitalia, all having had taken an SGLT2 inhibitor, and they got these symptoms within 9 months on average. One actually died despite treatment. So what are the symptoms? Well, when Fournier's gangrene starts, you get fever, pain, redness, swelling, and that will occur in the area behind the genitalia or around. Necrotizing fasciitis, which we've talked about, is the fascia, is the band of tissue that surrounds muscles and organs. Necrotizing fasciitis is when an infection gets that low. Okay, you know, a skin puncture wound, usually the epidermis and dermis would fight it, but if a pathogen gets down to the fascia, it has a nice, beautiful plane, like an ice hockey rink. I mean, it's smooth, and it could spread like wildfire along the fascia, and it kills as it goes. And necrotizing fasciitis causes gangrene. I mean, it causes death of the tissue. So anyone experiencing, obviously, any fever or pain or swelling in the area, you have got to see a medical provider immediately. Now, the FDA is also recommending if you have a fever over 100.4, pain or swelling in the area around the genitals, back to the rectum, you have got to seek treatment right away. They also say you're going to probably be given antibiotics and discontinue the SGLT2 inhibitor. Now, it is rare. So nobody is telling you to go off your Invokana or your Farxiga. I never saw a patient have this. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people take the medication. We're only talking about 12 cases. But boy, is it rare. And somebody with out-of-control diabetes is more at risk for infection. So we have to be very aggressive when somebody is diabetic to determine if they have a type of infection that could later turn to this. And it's not an STD. It does more frequently happen in males, but they have seen it in women too. If you look at pictures online, I could not put a picture on my article because it was so graphic. I mean, it was so graphic. All right, it's a developing story. We'll keep you guys posted as we know more. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.